Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. A worker has died after being struck by a train at a BHP rail yard near South Hedland. Happened at 9:30 last night. All of BHP's iron ore operations have been suspended for 24 hours, with WorkSafe now investigating. Counselling services are being made available to staff. Close to half the Australian population is now eligible to roll up their sleeves for their next COVID jab. Atagi has today given the green light for a fifth vaccine shot to start rolling out from Feb 20 for over 18s. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says people need to keep up to date with their doses.
14 million Australian adults who have gone more than 6 months since their last dose of vaccine.
The search for survivors is continuing in parts of Turkey and Syria following Monday's earthquake. The death toll has now surpassed 7,000, while tens of thousands have been injured. Back home, over 100,000 people are set to descend on Mandra next month for the Crab Fest. The state government announcing a new three-year deal to secure the event's future. Mandra MLA David Templeman says it continues to grow in popularity.
It's just a wonderful boom for businesses, for our pride. We're very proud of our town, and the Crab Fest is that pinnacle event that does all of that.
Overseas, and US President Joe Biden will step up to the podium in Washington, D.C. shortly for his annual State of the Union address. In sport, plenty of praise for Nat Fyfe from his coach following the decision to step aside as skipper. Justin Longmuir says the club's second longest serving captain has been a big part of the team's growth.
I think as a football club, you know, we've asked a lot of Nathan over his time, and through that time he's led us with aplomb. Like he really has.
And Sydney Kings forward Xavier Cooks has been crowned the NBL's most valuable player. He polled 120 votes, beating Wildcats star Bryce Cotton, who received 96.